The Virginia Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services is asking livestock producers, as well as pet owners and equine owners, to be on the lookout for signs of the New World screwworm. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has reported multiple cases of the pest in Texas and New Mexico. Officials are emphasizing that the issue is an animal health issue and not a food safety issue. Virginia agriculture officials say livestock producers and animal owners should be vigilant. If an animal has a wound that looks suspicious or is getting larger, animal owners should consult a veterinarian immediately. Rod Bain with USDA files this report.
The 2026 edition of USDA Farm Service Agency County Committee elections is now underway, with candidate nominations now being accepted.
The last date to file a nomination form is August the 3rd.
Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Richard Fordyce says candidate eligibility requirements include:
you can nominate yourself, you can nominate someone else, you have to participate or cooperate in a program administered by FSA, you have to be eligible as a voter to actually be a candidate for the state committee, and you must reside in what we refer to as the local administrative area.
More details about FSA county committees and elections are available at local USDA service centers. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Looking at the ag calendar, Dr. John Wise is organizing a tractor ride around Stanton's Gypsy Hill Park. That'll be on Friday morning, the 3rd of July. The group will gather at the old Beverly Manor Middle School just west of Stanton between 8:30 and 9 a.m., and that tractor parade should arrive at Gypsy Hill Park at 10 a.m. on Friday, July 3rd. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.